And I'm joined by writer and food stylist Gretchen Lowe from My Weekend Table. Hi, Gretchen.
Hello, Jess. How are you?
Good. Still in lockdown. How's lockdown cooking going for you?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. We actually don't have a kitchen at the moment. we haven't had one the last 2 weeks.
So oh, my gosh.
It's going in on Monday, so there's been lots of barbecuing and salads and things like that. So
has that been really nice, though?
Yeah, really missing it, though. We also don't have a sink, so gubber bucket dishes and things like that. So it takes you back to camping days. But no, yeah. It's all good, and we've been really lucky with the weather, so it's nice. So we've done it before.
Yeah, and I should tell people that you and I are personal friends, and I'm good mates with your husband as well, and we've been having good fun this week. Him and I both love a beer and love a wine, but we've been having fun, Blair and I, exchanging zero alcohol beer ideas. It's been really fun, and I think we've both been surprised at how much we've got out of it.
I'm really surprised because he loves beer and loves wine, and which he still does, but he's really just getting into the non-alcohol IPAs and the different low alcohol beers. I can't even name which they are, but he comes home with a different pack each day.
Yeah,
and I
never thought I would look forward to coming home and trying a new zero alcohol beer, but they're good. He put me onto the Sawmill ones, the rare beers, which are great.
Beer beers, you're right.
Yeah. But we both love the Batch Brewing one and the Garage Project ones. And then, of course, I talked on this show just a little while ago to a couple of Kiwis who've launched a site that only does zero alcohol drinks. They're called Clear Head Drinks. And they just took me out with some Bravis Brewing. And that's a brewery that only does zero alcohol beers. So they specialize them from the US. And they've been awesome as well. So
it's getting bigger and bigger. I've also looked into, and I haven't gone and bought any yet, but you can get a tequila extract which doesn't have alcohol in it, and I want to experiment. I mean, I'm all for having a proper cocktail, but you know, you can't do it every night, and with waking up for children. So I'm going to experiment with some margaritas with this extract.
Incredible.
I need to get my hands on some, so yeah.
Yeah, well, you're going to be hard to convince, Gretchen, because you've been putting rum into your cake.
Well, the thing with this, though, is the alcohol cooks out of it.
Oh, yeah, so okay.
You make a sugar syrup first, and you're just left with the beautiful flavour.
It sounds so good. Is it? You say torta?
No, in the British pronunciation is actually tort. It originated in Germany, where they pronounce it torta. Italians and French pronounce it torta, but yeah, we pronounce it tort.
Okay, we'll call it darkest chocolate, Caribbean rum and raisin tort, and you know it's going to be good because your mouth starts to water when you even just hear the name of this incredible dish.
I know. And I'm really aware that this dessert is so unnecessary on so many levels, but it is Christmas. Mm-hmm. I'm a massive dessert person. And if I'm going to a restaurant, I often look at the dessert menu first. And we lived in the Caribbean for a couple of years, many years ago, and absolutely fell in love with their Caribbean rum cake, and we even had it for our wedding cake. So I've made lots of different variations of rum cake. And funnily enough, I don't actually like rum much as a drink.
No,
but I loved it as a flavour in ice creams and baking and things like that. So, so it's a special occasion dessert. It's fudgy and silky, but it's a real showstopper. There's a lot of chocolate and a lot of rum, but it does go a really long way, and it makes an amazing Christmas centrepiece or whatever you want to celebrate this summer. And as I said, the alcohol is cooked out of it, so it's okay for children. But if you actually don't want to go there with alcohol, you can use water or orange juice as well. So
there's a picture on our website if people want to take a look. It's mouth-watering, and how's it made?
So it's really simple. It's just like three easy steps for the base. So you make a sugar syrup with the rum and a little bit of orange juice and water. It's got 2/3 of a cup of rum, plus the sugar. So that cooks for about 5 minutes and it cooks the alcohol out and just leaves a sweet sort of syrup. Then you melt butter and stir in your chopped chocolate. There is a lot of chocolate, 500 grams. And then you just add whisked eggs. And the only thing, just mix it all together, no mixer required. Mm. And then you actually cook it in a water bath. So you put it in a spring form tin, you lined the bottom, but you just wrap it in some tin foil and then sit it in a roasting dish and just fill it up with hot water to about halfway up the roasting dish. And yeah. That just, like a baked cheesecake, it just allows it to cook really slowly and gently, and it gives it that sort of moist, tender, fudgy sort of, and it finishes its setting in the fridge, if you can imagine that. Like, if you can imagine just putting a fork into it, the fork would just stand up when it's all set. And then it's got a ganache topping, more chocolate, which is just cream and chocolate. I haven't, so it's gluten-free, unintentionally, it just is, it's a flourless torte. Mm. You could make it dairy-free. I haven't made it dairy-free before, but you could substitute with coconut oil in the base because the eggs will hold it together. And then the topping, you could use coconut cream if you wanted. Won't be vegan, obviously, with the eggs, but you can make gluten dairy-free. And then for the photo, I used muscatels, which are dried muscat grapes, and they're still on the stem. You kind of see them in the cheese section. They're beautiful cheese boardy type bunches of dried grapes, and they are quite expensive though, so you know, you could just do a handful of berries or pile some cherries on top would be really nice, because if it doesn't get all eaten on the dates and you've got cherries on top, the juice won't sort of go into it. But you can also cut it, you can make it into a slab and cut it into small squares like fudge if you just think that it's going to be too rich, and it's really nice that way as well.
Incredible, Gretch.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. So, yeah, make it. It's delicious. It's one of those ones where people kind of try it and they stare at each other and they're like, is it really, does it really taste like this? I guarantee you'll get some reaction.
Wonderful. Darkest chocolate, Caribbean rum and raisin torte. I've been talking to Gretchen Lowe from My Weekend Table. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
You too, Jess. Thanks. Bye.